Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 3rd, 2021. Integrating in the common melody. Question: my friend and I recently spoke about the order in studying the primary sources of the wisdom of Kabbalah and touched upon the tree of life. By drawing an analogy with musical notes, we came to a conclusion that Baal HaSulam presents this work as a symphony. At that, he is absolutely certain that the Tree of Life will be read by people well versed in music, and there will be no secrets for them. And for the people who do not completely understand it, he wrote a simpler musical piece and called it the Study of the Ten Sefirot. Does this mean that there is a group in Beni Baruch where there is both the internal part that knows about C flat and an external part? Answer: we all need to advance together and not divide ourselves into parts, groups, or levels in any way. We all make up one homogeneous structure. We will study what we study and you will begin to feel the material. You are right about the symphony where we all integrate in the general common tune, just like a musical instrument that the Creator plays on. We constantly aim and tune this instrument to a tonality increasingly closer to the Creator, and the Creator plays on it. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 14, 2019. People will be replaced with machines. Comment: in Yuval Noah Harari's book 21 Lessons for the 21st Century, he writes that today a computer could cope with the work of a driver, a banker, and a lawyer. My response: absolutely, with all problems, because we ourselves are also a computer. If we take away the sensory part, then our mechanical computer will cope with everything else. Comment: the author writes that in the near future, artificial intelligence will replace humans in medicine, managing transportation, and even will be able to recognize all our emotions and influence them. My response: this is already happening today. I don't even know if it makes sense now to study for 10 years to become a doctor, because during this time the machine will replace you completely. Comment: this means that doctors and laboratory technicians will only be engaged in innovative research to create new artificial intelligences, and the entire class of maintenance service that cannot be retrained will simply disappear. My response: it will be disposed of. It will not just disappear as an unemployed class. They will try to make sure it is gone. Comment: it turns out if before, the future of the person was tied to a profession, today people are in complete confusion since all current professions will cease to exist. My response: yes, the majority of professions will disappear very quickly. People will be replaced with machines. Factories will be created for the production of biomass from which everything you want will be produced. If you want a steak, steak will be made for you now, the machine will print it. And so on. The only thing that will remain is the work of attaining the upper force. From Cab TV's Challenges of the 21st Century, April 24, 2019. Kabbalah and Sufism, branches of a single teaching. Question: would you be interested in anyone contributing to the revival of Sufism? This is also Kabbalah, but Islamic. At the same time, it is more comprehensible because it is intended for a greater mass of people. If Sufism is reborn in some way, could these two streams exist simultaneously without creating a conflict? Answer: first, Sufism and Kabbalah will never contradict each other. There cannot be any conflict between them. Second, both Sufism and Kabbalah have been ostracized because both teachings are hated by religious leaders of both Islam and Judaism. Third, there can be no connection between Sufism and Kabbalah yet because they need revival. We must breathe life into both of them. Sufism is in exile. I have met Sufis abroad, in the Netherlands, in England, in America. They were compelled to flee from Iran and Iraq. But they were mature or old men. I don't think they are with us anymore. and they practically had no students. But I really hope that just as Kabbalah is being reborn in Judaism, so will Sufism be reborn in Islam and spread throughout the world. Those who are interested in Sufism will start to practice it. Those who are interested in Kabbalah will practice it. It doesn't matter. The main thing is for a man to work on himself and improve himself. Practically, both Sufis and Kabbalah teach the same thing. Sufism, like Kabbalah, originated from Abraham. But he passed Sufism as a spiritual teaching to his eldest son Ishmael, and Kabbalah to his second son Isaac. But in fact, these are related techniques. There are no contradictions between them. The main thing is to develop and spread them. However, I would not recommend blending them. Let them grow. And later you will start to think and to understand whether it is appropriate for them to be blended and how. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 9, 2018. Letters are the Creator's attitude to the created beings. Question. One of the most interesting chapters in the Book of Zohar is the chapter The Letters of Rav Hamnuna Saba. Why is it so important? Answer. This chapter is about the creation of the letters and how people can depict their revelation of the Creator to man. Question. The text describes how each letter came to the Creator and said, O Lord of the world, it is good for you to create the world with me. What does that mean? Answer. Although each letter is the lowest egoistic revelation in relation to the light of the Creator, it believes that it is actually in this manifestation that it can express the inner essence of the Creator's attitude to the created beings. This is the reason that it makes the claim, it is befitting that the world will be created with me. Question. The Creator replies, you are comely and upright, but you are unfit to create the world with you. Moreover, you are the seal of death, since Tav is the last letter in the word Mavit, death, as well. Why does the Creator praise each letter first? Answer, it is because there cannot be anything bad in the world. Is there any phenomenon or revelation in the creation that has no right to exist? There is no such thing. Can there be life without one of the letters? No. Can there be life without death? No. Without hate, without anything else? It is impossible. That is, everything is built on the right combination. Why can't the world be created by any of the letters other than the letter Bet? It is because this letter is not related to anything and there is only blessing in it. This is what the Creator's bestowal unto the world comes down to. Question. So, if a person eventually makes place for the Creator, everything will make sense? Answer. Yes, well said. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 6, 2019. To not live forever. The Book of Zohar, Genesis 3:22. Now the Lord God said, behold, man has become like one of us, having the ability of knowing good and evil, and now, lest he stretch forth his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Question. Is it necessary to live forever? It depends on what kind of life. Answer. Indeed. There are many people who would gladly part with life painlessly because it is a chain of suffering. And yet, we have a kind of an inner stopper that does not allow us to part with life and makes us suffer. If it were not for it, then I am sure that a huge number of people would calmly do it. Like this, you take a pill and fall asleep because, in principle, there are no prospects. Therefore, it is said that now that a person has fallen into a terrible state, into egoism, it is necessary to arrange it so that he cannot kill himself, so that there would be forces in him and in the surrounding nature that would force him to develop, although this development is very difficult. Question. But why is it said so that he would not live forever? Answer. This means that he would not remain forever in the egoistic state. For this, on one hand, it is necessary that certain forces restrain a person all the time from ending his earthly existence within the framework of the animal body, and on the other hand, give him the opportunity to develop without feeling himself eternal, perfect and constantly feeling a state of thirst, lack, aspirations towards something. Thus, he will gradually return to the previous state from which he fell. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 7.